The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, we wanted an unbiased opinion. So I told you we're going to call Chicago and get an unbiased opinion on this Odell versus Nuke. And we're going to go to a guy who knows all sports in every language. It's Rich from Rich and the Squirrel. Afternoons on 104 The Score in Chicago. Joining us right here on ESPN 97.5. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing there in Houston?
We're great. It's just wonderful. We have a beautiful day. Yeah. I know it's beautiful.
Big win for you guys, right? Big win against the Dolphins. We saw how tough they could be. It's a feisty unit. Without question.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys lost to Brock and this crew. Yeah. That was a little bit I was in Chicago at the time. It was a little disheartening for the fan base.
It's very disheartening. You know, Nagy and that defense just came up a little bit short. But we saw once again really heroic effort from Trubisky. The kid's going to be. There's all this talk about Watson and Mahomes, but Trubisky to me is the guy that they put at the top of the quarterback food chain for the young quarterbacks. This is the guy to me. But, you know, I know that's not why you're calling, but, you know, I think Trubisky and Watson are going to basically run the league the same way that Manning and Brady have run it for years and years. Mm-hmm. And also the way that McMahon was able to be, you know, such a winner. I look at Trubisky the same way I looked at McMahon, but that's me.
Well, a big Polish community in the city of Love Chicago. It. You got to be proud.
Oh, man. So proud of the kid Trubisky. I thought he was a bum last year, but clearly this year he's got less bum characteristics and everything. But, yeah, I know you don't want to talk Bears football, but, you know, also how about the Jimmy Butler information? Wow. We had him with the Bears. I mean, we had him with the Bulls. I'll tell you this much. You'll get Jimmy Butler, and you're getting a guy that's a real piece of crap. I'll just warn you right now. You're trading four first-rounders for a giant piece of crap that can get you 25 points a game.
Yeah, I'll take a giant crap for 25 points a game, if you want to know the truth. Yeah. Well, we appreciate that in-depth analysis of that possible trade there. But okay. Odell Beckham Jr., I know he's with the Giants. And you got Nuke Hopkins here. Well, how does the nation view this? Which guy would you rather have?
Well, you know, for me, and me and Squirrel had this fight. You know, listen to me, Rich Rombowski and the Squirrel, Rich and the Squirrel on 104 The Game. But I'll tell you this right now. I got Hopkins all day. I mean, the kid keeps his mouth shut. He scores touchdowns. You know, he's good with making the dramatic, you know, circus catches. He'll block for you in the running game. He's not a loud mouth. You know, he's everything that you want in a football player. Real tough guy. I look at, you know, the guy like Beckham, and that's the Squirrels guy. You know, Squirrels from New York. All of a sudden, the Squirrel's like, and you know the way he talks, and he's got this squeaky voice, why we call him the Squirrel. And he's just, like, sitting there, and I'm like, but the guy's a piece of crap. You know, he's basically the Jimmy Butler of the, you know, of the New York Giants. What are you talking about, Squirrel? And anyway, why would you listen to somebody who thinks he's a great player whose team is garbage? I mean, the Giants are garbage. The Houston Texans right now are a red-hot unit. They're one of the hottest teams in sports right now. So you look at the two players, and they're the catalyst for me. That's what I think, and I believe. And Squirrel, you know, I don't even halfway listen to most of what he says anyway. But I would rather have – now, I'd go Allen Robinson one, then I would go Hopkins, and I put Odell Beckham way down the list because, as you know, I don't like dealing with pieces of crap. And this guy is a big-time piece of crap.
Yeah, I get that from you. You're big about not being a piece of crap. And
no, I mean, you got to be – we're a hardworking city. I know you got people here, and maybe you forgot because you've been away for a while. But listen, this is a blue-collar town at its core. That's why we love a Trubisky. Hardworking kid, not a real flashy guy, you know. And then you got the guy with the blonde hair. Are you kidding me? Look at this guy. It looks like half a fruitcake. Run around with his hair flopping around with the blonde hair like he's doing some kind of photo shoot for, you know, for a fancy pants magazine and you know, Cat Fancy or whatever. And then I'm sitting here with, like, blue-collar guys. That's what Hopkins is. Hopkins reminds me of a blue-collar guy. He reminds me of, like, Willie Galt. I never felt 100% comfortable with Willie Galt, if you really want to know the truth on that. I always felt like there was something off about Willie Galt. But, you know, I'm looking at guys like Allen Robinson, like DeAndre Hopkins, like all these guys are just good, you know, hard-working, hard-nosed football players. The wide receiver, as you may know, is a diva position anyway. And this guy is the Diana Ross of the divas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple of things. I wouldn't think that you'd be down with DeAndre and his dreads. And he dresses, he has a merce and a little tiny puppy dog, too. But
hold on a second. He's got a what?
He's got a merce. You know, he's got...
What is a merce?
It's
I don't
a man,
even know these words.
A man purse. You know, he's a merce. And, you know, and he's got a little tiny dog that he puts in it and stuff.
Well,
so,
I can tell you this. This information was not available to me when me and the squirrel were arguing.
Well, I'm
I can tell you this much. I'm going to need to go and do some research on this one because, if I'm having to deal with a merce, what you call a merce...
Right.
And a puppy dog, and I love, what kind of dogs are we talking? Is it a German Shepherd?
No, it's one of them little yappy things.
Oh, my God. Best receiver in football, definitely. Is Megatron still in the league?
No.
For God's sake, can we get real wide receivers that, you know, are tough?
Yeah.
What has happened with men in purses and dogs and puppies sitting inside of their pants and all this stuff and the blonde hair? Like, can we get a tough wide receiver? You know who I like? Here's who I like. Tyreek Hill. This kid is an absolute stud, fast as can be. I don't like, you know, he's got a little bit of a bad background and everything.
Yeah.
Sammy, you know who I love? Cooper Kupp. This guy, I swear to God, I wish he was a Bear. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, Coop picks up, yeah. Well, yeah, I get that.
You know what? I'm going to go Cooper Kupp number one. I'm putting your guy Hopkins about 9 now. And a Beckham piece of crap, 22.
And Allen Robinson in his 47.5 yards per game, you know, he's up there, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's Nagy's offense is limiting him and Trubisky a little bit. You saw what they're capable of when he had 6 touchdowns that game.
Yeah, and Robinson really hasn't contributed.
I really wish you wouldn't have told me the thing about him having a man purse.
Yeah.
Because now it makes, if Squirrel finds out on Rich and the Squirrel 104 the game in Chicago, I swear to you, it's really going to submarine my argument with him about Odell.
Well, that really doesn't have anything to do with what he's doing on the field. But
yeah, but it has a lot to do with who, you know, where my power rankings, I can tell you that much.
I guess.
He's not going to be a Bear. He will never come into Chicago with a man purse.
Well, you never know, but I hope not. I hope he's a Houston Texan forever.
Yeah, I like the Cooper Kupp kid. You know who else is a real baller? Adam Thielen.
Yeah,
wow.
I figured
you'd like... Listen, I don't like Minnesota wide receivers any better than the next guy. But this kid Thielen, and there's a kid out of Tampa named Adam Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
Real talented kids.
Yeah. They seem to have a lot of the same characteristics. They're really hardworking, right? Lunchbox, lunch pail guys.
Well, absolutely. Blue-collar town deserves a blue-collar wide receiver.
Right.
And that's what... If we could get Kupp and Thielen together with Trubisky, it's over in the NFC North. It's absolutely over.
Yeah. I would have thought you'd be a big Jordy Nelson guy, too, for years, but yeah.
Yeah, his time is coming gone, my friend, and he's a Packer. I'm never going to cheer for a Packer ever.
No, I get that. Yeah.
I hope Rodgers gets caught in some kind of plowing accident.
Well, he's not there anymore, but okay. But yeah, well, Rich and the Squirrel, 104, the game in Chicago. And yeah, I kind of figured those would be your type of guys, Rich. But all right, I got you. Lunch pail guys. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah. So I was saying Hopkins over Beckham for sure. But then Hopkins has tumbled in my power rankings.
Right. Yeah. The dreads and the Merce and everything else is probably not what you were looking for in your wide receivers.
What a draft class, though. Mahomes and Trubisky and Watson. I mean, three absolute studs.
Right. But Trubisky, the best of the bunch right there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's a tough guy. He's not out there putting up, you know, if you got a fantasy football team where you're like, oh, look at this fantasy. I deal in the real world, my friends. I shovel snow. I don't have the luxury of running out there in South Beach in a pair of little Speedos all the time. We're worried about real men playing real football, and that's what Mitchell Trubisky is.
Before you
the guy loves a nice sausage sandwich, yeah. And he knows how to win.
Before you go, where do you get the best combo sausage and beef sandwich in the city? Where do you usually go?
Well, I tell you what, you know, every answer is the same if you're an Italian or if you're a Polish person. I am, of course, of Polish descent. You go get it from your grandma. That's where you go get it from.
Right.
You want me to give you, I got a sponsor. You want me to tell you the sponsor?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a guy called Wally's. And, you know, in Chicago, I'll tell you, it's great. Here in Houston, I'll tell you. Grandma could cook. She could cook circles around Wally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they pay me.
But yeah, but we can't go to your grandma's house. But I got you. I got you. Wally's.
No, okay. If you're in town, you can stop by as long as you don't bring the guy with the first.
No, I would. I don't think DeAndre and I.
Grandma's not ready for that.
No,
grandma's not ready for guys with blonde hair and purses and all this stuff. I'm telling you right now, she's old school.
No, grandma be like, what? What's this world coming to? I don't want to.
She struggles with all the shows on TV that are a little bit, you know, questionable and whatnot. She's just like, I'm out of this. Just put back the matlock and let's get done with it, Rich.
Right, right.
I think she's halfway waiting to die, but I mean, I don't know.
Right, I don't think she'd be down with Big Brother or
none of this stuff.
None of that.
She wouldn't like the
real world.
She liked Hopkins as a player. I don't think she'd like the thing where he puts a dog in a purse. That's not her style. It's not Chicago style, to be honest.
No, it's certainly not. It's certainly not. Yeah. There's Rich.
But for you guys, it's great. And you're going to spend four first-rounders on a piece of crap Jimmy Butler, so go ahead and do what you do, I guess.
Yeah. No, hey, 25 a game, but piece of crap, I get you. I got you.
Love Altuve. Altuve reminds me of like a Hispanic version of Ryan Sandberg. Same kind of guy.
A little different, but yeah, okay, I got you. Well, I would imagine you're a Bregman guy, too. You like little Bregman.
Yeah, he's a fire plug, that one.
Yeah.
He reminds me a little bit of Ron Say. Kind of squatty guys, looks a little bit, they call him the penguin. He's got a little same build, long torso, doesn't really have very long legs, wears like a 28-length jeans.
Yeah, I don't know what his length jeans are, but yeah, I guess that would, yeah, all right.
Similar to Say, similar player.
Right, well, similar, yeah, only, yeah, a little different, but yeah, I got you. That's Rich from Rich and the Squirrel on 104 The Game in Chicago right here.
Brenner reminds me of Dernier. Remember when he had the damage double?
Yeah.
Very similar players, Bobby Dernier, George Springer.
A little bit, but different, yeah, I got you.
Kenny Lofton, he's got kind of a Kenny Lofton vibe a little bit.
Not so much, but okay. All right, that's Rich when you're in Chicago, 104, The Game, right here. Good talking to you, Rich. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, take care.
Okay, that's Rich. He's not down with the Merce, though.
We figured out that DeAndre is no longer the best receiver in the game. He still takes him over Odell.
But he's really a Cooper Kupp or Adam Thielen guy. I figured that would be his kind of guy.
I'm actually surprised by that.
You are? You're a little surprised by that?
Yeah, I saw him as a Chad Johnson guy.
You thought he'd be a Chad Johnson or a T.O. guy?
Yeah.
No. No, he's a Cooper Kupp kind of guy, I think. Adam Thielen. Yeah. Those characteristics he wants to bring.
How did Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman?
Well, he likes those guys, I would imagine. I would imagine he's all about Danny Amendola. All right, and throwing a touchdown pass last night. 819 ESPN 97.5.
Yo, with my crew. And we gon' show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig?
Okay.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these.
823 on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, it was a good. Man, I forgot. I forgot about the feud that Rich started between Jocko and the Kid.
I know. Remember how bad that was? I forgot about Jocko.
Yeah.
Literally couldn't remember his name. Or he might have called.
Lieutenant
Squirrel, Jocko and the Kid.
Jocko and the Kid.
Oh, look at this. Making a Murderer Season 2 is out now, so I'm back to talking like I'm from Wisconsin, don't you know?
Well, that's...
Yeah. It's everything. Have you watched any, Dell? So everything is, we're in prison. Hey, Brandon. Are you... Like, yeah. Are you in... Brit? So how's it going in there, Brandon, today? Oh, pretty good. Yeah. So did you hear they're working on your appeal? The judge says he might go ahead and let you out on bond. Yeah? Yeah. Man, I got some new potato chips today. Yeah? Yeah.
It's like, what?
What is this simple stuff they're talking about?
Like, well, Brandon can't be simpler.
No, but he's actually, he's grown up, like he's a big guy now.
Yeah, but he can't be that much smarter.
No, but the whole, like the Avery's, everything is, yeah. Everything is a yeah. That's just like, it just fills in the blanks of every conversation.
Tell me about it. I lived there for 3 years.
Yeah, in Wisconsin.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any difference between Minnesota and Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah.
Is?
Wisconsin's okay. A special brand now.
Okay.
Yes.
And North Dakota. I mean, I just feel like everywhere where it's super cold, they all talk like Fargo. Like, yeah. It's all like Fargo. Yeah. Okay then, yeah. Marge. Well, I'm... where the Asian guy's like, I'm really lonely, Marge, or whatever. She's like, okay there, since my wife died. Yeah, well, I'm pregnant and all, and I got a husband. Oh, you're such a lovely lady. It's one of my favorites. And Fargo on FX is awesome,
is
too.
It?
Oh, my God. It is 100% fresh, certified, must-watch. All three seasons are great. And you had that one girl from this last season who's my big crush. I can't remember. Mary, not...
More so than Kay Adams?
Well... Me and Kay should be doing Good Morning Football together.
Yes.
We got to
He walked
Pete
in
Schrager
this morning. He said, I wish I was doing Good Morning Football with Kay Adams instead of this show with you.
Yeah.
What?
It's true. 100%, Del. You can respect that.
I understand that sentiment.
Yeah. You can respect that.
Yeah. I mean, you want a guy to tell the truth, and Lance is simply telling the truth.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't take offense to it. I just thought that's a strange way to start the show.
And then I said,
show.
Pete Schrager out, Kyle Brandt out. We'll keep, we're going to keep, Nate Burleson, and we're going to add Cassidy Hubbard. Also.
She works for a different network.
So hire her away. Yeah. What are contracts
she's,
for?
She's a basketball. She's,
don't care. She can probably do football,
oh, yeah.
too. She went to Northwestern. That's a big football hub.
You should get Michelle Beadle on the show.
No. This Lance is my show. You're not. No.
Okay.
Get Cassidy.
Get that
I'll look at some other ones potentially.
I think people are missing out on a potential Granado, Hill, and Beadle. Show.
Yeah. Be some good stuff.
Jamel? Yeah. I'm team Jamel.
I know
think
you
know that.
That's why I mentioned her.
Right.
Texans propaganda says, I can't believe this morning that Dell said the Texans are the Alabama of the AFC.
No, I didn't.
That was, if you missed it, first
yes.
hour,
I,
you might
yes,
want to listen on podcast.
Yes, you
I
did.
I asked the question of you two because you are all in on your Texans, and rightfully so, after winning 5 in a row.
Al
Do
says,
you believe they're the Alabama of,
yes.
the, of the AFC?
Al says this, Lance, way to put some salt on Dell's bitch-assness breakfast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Al? Did
Some
Al?
Guy. He didn't at you.
Did, oh, all right. Then at me next time, soft ass Al.
Soft
if you
ass
can,
ass.
If you can find Lance, you can find me, you'll soft ass.
David says, Lance, of all the flavors in the world, Dell decided to be salty. He also did not. David
oh,
did not.
Another soft ass listener that likes you. Surprise, surprise.
It didn't at you either.
Yeah. Surprised.
Oh, no. Let me see. There's maybe some more.
All I'm saying is, if you can find Lance. You can find me. Not that hard to find.
He's not that hard to find. He always says at him.
At him. At Del B2.
He may answer you. He won't answer me or John, mm-mm. but he will answer you.
I don't even text you guys back.
No. No, you don't do.
Lamont used the Jimmy Conway from Goodfellas where he finds out that they whacked Tommy, and he's smacking the cell phone down. That is how I felt this morning when you told me that Adam Schefter had tweeted that Will Fuller out with an ACL for the year. Ugh, gross.
Well,
that is disappointing.
Tell you what I used last night after the game. Thrive Plus, baby. Thrive Plus. You take three before you go to bed, and you're going to feel better the next day. It is guaranteed. It is. They're guaranteeing that you will feel better the next day. Listen, just try it. If you're going to have a couple of cocktails, and you probably are, and you're a grown-up, you can have a few cocktails, whatever. They're not saying get polluted. What they're saying is if you have any alcohol whatsoever, you need to break it down, those enzymes. And listen, this is scientists do this. They're a lot smarter than I'm not going to even try to explain it. All I'm going to tell you is that you're going to feel better. And you don't care. Does it make you feel better? Yeah. Okay. Let me take three. You can get it tomorrow. It's a Houston-owned and operated company, so you can get yours tomorrow. If you order today at DecideThrive.com, you will get your bottle tomorrow. DecideThrive.com. We got some that we're going to give away here in just a little bit. But if you're looking for a great way to feel better after you have a few, all you need to do is go to DecideThrive.com. It's inexpensive, and the best thing is you feel better. Feel better tomorrow, the day after, at DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Goes out to the Dolphins.
Grandma Shark, do 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 do. Grandma Shark, do 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 do. Grandma Shark, do 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 do. Grandma Shark.
Grandpa Shark, do 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 do. Grandpa Shark, do 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 do.
It's about to take a dark turn, by the way.
Oh, is it?
At the end of this song.
What?
Just wait for it.
Let's go hunt, do 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 do. Let's go.
We're getting there. We're getting close.
Let's go hunt, do 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 do.
Let's go hunt.
Let's go hunt.
Run away.
These are all the small fish that the sharks are now hunting. It went from a childlike, innocent song to, wait a minute, it's survival of the fittest now. Where these,
what
these
are
little,
they saying now?
Yeah, where these little fish have to run away from
what
all the sharks.
What are they saying?
It's safe at last, is what the little fish said.
So how's a shark going to eat?
That's a real song.
Yeah. Shark got to eat too.
Well,
I mean, it was all nice and great with the baby and the mommy and the daddy, the grandpa and grandma, and then you got these little sharks saying, they're trying to kill us.
Please make this noise stop.
No, we're going to play it every day. Raheel has a thought that at some point we're going to do like a Thursday Kids Bop, where all I do is play Kids Bop songs going in and out of breaks.
That is good stuff. 713-780-3776. Please make this noise stop. Right here on ESPN 97.5. This almost kind of, after the Astros won the World Series and the next day you find out Deshaun's done for the season, this kind of has a little bit of that feel, that the Texans win and look really good and then Will Fuller's out for the season. And you got, and that guy was just playing his ass off. My goodness. He can't, well,
such,
you know,
a difference
knee,
maker.
Though, I mean, I don't know that you count that as he's injury prone. He can't finish a season. I don't know.
Well, if it's
a hamstring that's bothering him all, like Kiki QT. Good Lord, man.
It's not a soft tissue injury, but it's another one that's going to make him miss multiple games. What do you.
Yeah, but
at some point, missed games.
I know you can't hold a knee injury against
the
guy,
though.
If
you're physically not built to withstand it, I mean, Deshaun
Tom
Watson
Brady wasn't either. He missed a season.
Well, he got hit on it.
Right.
It was direct contact.
But,
it was a chop.
There was an assault. I think charges have been levied.
Why? Because he got tapped on the shoulder.
Oh no!
Because
he was assaulted from behind by a lion cheating.
I feel you're Jenkins. Overestimating all the contact that was made.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact.
There was contact made, which is why the pass interference was thrown. And because of that, he was thrown off stride, took him a step, and hurt his knee.
Yeah. Okay. And when you're blazing fast like that, and but when you're trailing him and you try to cheat and you have to injure him just to catch up.
I don't remember this tone when the same thing happened to Albert Wilson last week.
I don't care about Albert Wilson.
All right, then.
No one cares about that. You know what? The Dolphins didn't even care about Albert Wilson.
No one cares about Will Fuller.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He was the key to the season.
Well, I guess your season's now over.
No, not over. But now Brian Gain needs to go to work. Right,
the Texans seems like a staff or like organization that does like to make in-season trades that change the direction of their team. Seems like something they would do.
Not really, but this is a different organization now. Okay,
we hope so.
Oh, is it not the hottest organization in all of football?
No, yeah. The Chiefs probably still are.
No, the Rams. No,
they're undefeated.
It's about the Texans.
Wait
right
a minute,
now.
The Rams are undefeated. Yeah. How could they not be hotter than the Texans?
No.
They're in a weak division.
Yeah.
So are the Texans.
No, the Texans
not really.
Are you kidding?
Jacksonville was in the AFC championship
now
game.
They've taken over the black and blue
Colts
division.
Colts are one of the hottest teams in the league for being 2-5.
It's not true.
They smashed Buffalo last week.
No, they didn't.
Who did they smash last week? It wasn't Buffalo?
Who? The Colts?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
The Colts?
No.
Yeah, they smashed Buffalo last week.
Buffalo's terrible.
No, really?
Buffalo played the Texans right
four
down to the
straight
wire.
Super Bowls?
In the 90s?
No, but the Texans, but the Buffalo, first of all,
special.
Are the concession people from that?
Oh,
era
were they
still?
A playoff team last year? Yeah.
No, but listen, yeah. Buffalo from this year, who did they beat earlier this season and went to Buffalo and got handled?
They beat the Vikings.
Yeah. They beat the Vikings. They played
in Minnesota.
They almost beat the hottest team in the AFC, the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
I would not sleep on the Buffalo Bills.
So do you watch their games consistently?
I did when Peterman played. I don't watch anymore.
Why did? Oh, you love Nathan Peterman.
Yeah, Peterman's a baller. He just needs another shot.
he needs
a shot.
Hopefully this week
because
I gave 14.
How about that guy gets receivers? By the way, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who is this girl from Fargo season 3, and just legitimately beautiful. I'll put her in the Hey Kay Adams. I'll put her in the Kay Adams area, but. Ewan McGregor left his wife for her. They were co-stars
on the show.
And he's like, gotta go.
See, that's why I'm never letting my wife act. No, she's not acting.
Eric, and that's the thing with Eric. Eric Layden's wife once told us, she said, yeah, she said, I'm not really that worried about you, but you are on the set with like Hollywood people. Like, I can just say, my dream is to be with this guy. Like, I won't even see him. Maybe at a Starbucks in L.A. You're actually going to be on set with some of these girls. Mm-hmm. And Eric's like, look at me. I got no shot.
And she left her husband.
She was married?
She left her husband for Ewan McGregor as well, looks like.
Man,
wow.
Scandalous.
That is.
That's how strong she is.
713-780-3776. Let's get Robert in here. What do you say, Robert?
Hey, guys, y'all are kind of burying the lead. I found out that O'Brien made a pact with the devil to save his job. And for every win the Texans get, it costs a player or two. Mm. Y'all realize how many players it's going to cost us just to make the playoffs.
Don't matter. I mean, sacrifice them all as long as they're backups.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, but we're gonna lose Watson and Watt.
Says, hang up. Nope, you're done. Hang up. No more listening to this stuff.
Do we
Robert.
Know the stat? The stat.
We're not putting. We're going to lose Clowney and Watt and all this
he
stuff
didn't say
on anybody.
Clowney.
Yeah, he did.
He said Watson.
Yeah,
Watson,
he said
Watt, Clowney. Well, he got to Clowney.
Do we know the status of Jonathan Joseph?
Yeah, JJo left the game
and then come back.
Yeah, JJo's always getting dinged up.
That looked like a nasty ankle thing. Clowney rolled up on him on wide receiver screen.
He'll be fine.
Are you for sure on that?
Yeah, he's going to be fine. Yeah. Yes, he's gonna be fine. You know what though? He was playing well this year. He really was. He played great against the Bills. That'll be a big loss if they lose him too. I mean, they got guys out there. I was like, okay, who is that?
Jamerson?
Yeah,
that
who's okay?
Latrell Jamerson.
Yeah,
Jamerson
from Wisconsin. You guys know.
Yeah, no. But what the hell did they get him? And Josh Keyes is now a starter? Okay,
yeah,
great.
No, the Texans roster. Jamerson's been there, but because Jamerson was the one responsible for the he didn't bail out early enough on that touchdown pass from the Titans on the punt. That was Jamerson's responsibility. That's how, when last we left you, Natrell Jamerson was giving up touchdowns on special teams because he didn't do his coverage of a stupid play in the first place. But, yeah, the Texans are in that mode right now where guys are popping up like, hold on a second, Josh Keys.
What? I remember him from the preseason. I didn't know he was part of the
Josh
team
Keys
again.
Get on here.
Right. 713-780-377. And don't ever call again. Who was that just
Robert,
called?
Robert, the worst call I've ever heard.
No, it's terrible. You're banned, Robert. Don't ever call again. All right? Saying you're going to lose Watson. That's the stupidest.
Do you know that there was a Josh Jordan, who's on our digital side? Josh is all fired up yesterday. You know why? Because somebody wrote a Sports Map article, and he's not a radio host. He's some contributor. And his whole article, I can't believe this was, the Texans are, and it wasn't even a joke article, according to Josh. It was the Texans are screwing up by winning because they're hurting their opportunity in the draft.
Who said this?
Somebody who wrote an article for Sports Map, who I've never even heard of, was like, the Texans are screwing up by winning because they're hurting their draft stock. If you believe that, you are a loser and never, ever call this show.
Well, never, ever write for Sports Map again.
Well,
that's on Fred.
That's the other thing.
Fred, this is on you.
You're going to have to take the L on this one. You got a guy saying the Texans need to lose for a draft. We're doing draft positioning talk. The Texans are right now clearly the best team in the division. I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl.
I did.
See, John's getting a little hyped. But you know what?
But
if you have a chance to win a division,
listen,
you win a division.
This team should actually be 6-2 right now, and this is about where I thought that they would be. This is the football team that we thought, that we all knew was they had in the,
yeah,
in them.
Five, which game do you think they should have won that they lost?
Are you kidding me?
I'm just trying to, which one?
Let's see. They lost the Patriots, right?
Yeah, should have. Giants should have.
Yeah. Giants, really?
Yeah, they had to get a touchdown just to get a backdoor.
Yeah.
But what about the Tennessee game?
On the
stop.
Over. What, they lost?
Yeah, they lost by three.
To
a crappy team. All right.
Okay, but why should they have won that game?
They should have won the game because they should have played. Because they should have played this kind of football. Instead, Bill O'Brien, as always, starts slow. All that he learned about Deshaun last year, he just threw out, and he started. And he actually started
too smart.
Playing smart offensive football, starting with the Colts game. Why the hell he wasn't doing that in the first three games and instead went back to his Brian Hoyer offense with Deshaun Watson. He's got a thoroughbred and he's running him like a jalopy. Let's go.
Well, he's the coach, so if a coach makes it a terrible decision, then that doesn't mean they should have won. The coach is part of the reason teams win or lose. He just happened to be terrible to start the year.
Yeah.
And that's part of his deal.
No, that's not part of his deal.
Yes, it is.
You know what? Grow up.
What?
Bill O'Brien needs to grow up and stop acting like that early in the season. That's what.
Well, it's been done multiple times already.
Grandma Shark.
Shark, shark, shark.
If you can sit still during this song, then you're not alive.
Right.
Dan Holden said that.
If you can, maybe you need a little boost. Maybe you need a little testosterone.
Maybe you need some. Oh. And you know what? After my testosterone shot, I'm like, hey, okay. And then I just
this
get
is the, how you
I
feel after your testosterone?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, you feel like a shark.
Right.
Predator. Top predator. As Snacks told me, they're called top predators.
Before you feel
apex predator, they're called.
Before you feel like Lil Yachty, and after you feel like this.
Exactly how you feel. I just can't. That's and then after
it dies.
Men's tea clinic.
What, you're making nachos now with the shark song?
No, that's my shark teeth going chop.
That's a really creepy way to go about
things. I don't care.
Men's
tea clinic makes you feel like you're alive. So
Grandma
just like
shark.
That song. And it's true. When you get your treatments, and usually I did on Wednesday. Friday's when you get your big energy boost. Well, Friday. It's 2 days later is when your first energy boost really kicks in. You get another one the next day, and it carries you through for the week. They've got 2 weeks. They've got 1 week. They'll explain everything to you. The main thing is, if you don't feel like you've got the same get up and go, the same energy level, if you don't feel like yourself, like you did when you were in your 20s or 30s, Men's T Clinic wants you to come in and get tested. Find out if your testosterone level's where it's supposed to be. over about 33% of men 40 and older and even approaching 40 can suffer from that. And when it happens, there is a solution. And Men's T Clinic will get you treated. They monitor your treatment. They make sure that your levels are where they're supposed to be. And you will feel like you're back to being the real you. Lean muscle mass comes back. Your energy level spikes. If libido's an issue, it won't be anymore. And more importantly for you, your drive at the workplace and just to live life is going to be right where you need it. Go to mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com. Four locations in the Houston area. Find the one nearest you.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Lance has got to take off a little bit early today, an unfortunate circumstance. And
yeah, I just want to shout her out real quick. She's real special to me. One of my best friends, Michael Bennis's mom, passed away, Susie. And everyone has somebody like this in their life. I used to go to their house. That was like a second home for me. She was like a second mom. And I would do imitations and skits and the same kind of thing. And she would just love it. I one time called her as her mom, Granny B. Because Granny B talked like this and had a dog named Poof, who was an old poodle who was blind and both eyes just would bump into stuff. And I actually fooled Susie as her mom on a prank call for like 2.5-3 minutes is Granny B. And so she always laughed and loved when I would do different juggle and do different stuff. So she was a big part of the goofy stuff I do. She really helped. And she was one of those people who had just so much energy and life. You know how there's people you just like being in a room when they're there? Like, you can tell when they come in. Zoe's kind of like that, where a room will light up.
Yep.
There's certain people like that. And she was one of those people for me where every time she was in a room like you had, it was just a better time. So I'm a pallbearer there, and we're going to miss Susie. But just wanted to – she was special to me. Just want to give her a little shout out for helping to kind of – She's the one who told me that I did. She told her son, who told me, and like, I'm like another son to her. She said he was moving back to Houston. He said, "Well, you know, maybe me and Lance kind of wants to get an apartment together." She goes, "Eh, he's not focused. He didn't have all his stuff together." And it hurt my feelings a little bit, but it like drove me to get my stuff together, which you know, which I did, and got more focused. And like I said, I really think she's a big part of the reason I've been doing this for in a weird way for 21 years now is because, you know, I wanted to prove her wrong, but not in a mad kind of way, just kind of a, you know, make one of your parents proud of you kind of way. Yeah. So we're going to miss her, but I wanted to just give her a little shout out here just to, I don't know.
It's a shame.
Like the right thing to do because she was special.
And it was a surprise too, right?
It was. Yeah. She's 73 and she passed in her sleep, and it was a surprise. She had just been on a vacation, and you know, you just wish sometimes you could tell people how special they are when they're with you. And I didn't get a chance to. She knew, but I didn't get it. I just wish I would have had more time with her, just another time.
Yeah, and
last
Michael
time
Bennis.
I saw her was UT and USC. The game in I was at Michael's brother-in-law's house, Lars. We were watching, and Susie was there, and my kids were there, and we're watching, and I saw Lars do something that is special. Maybe you've seen this. He'd been drinking quite a bit during the USC Texas game. Lars is Danish, so he can go hard in the paint, very hard in the paint.
Yeah, the Danes can.
I saw him fall asleep with a full drink in his hand and not drop any of it. Like, how is that possible? I figure you or some of your people that you run with have done that before. Is that possible? Don't your hands relax? Like, don't your muscles relax and you drop it?
Not if you are a dedicated drinker. Yeah. You know,
I've seen people sleep with a cigarette in their fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
It also leads to
if you're dedicated burning. To your craft, you can, even while you're sleeping, you'll have the cognizance to know, I'm not going to spill this because that's it's too important to me.
That's an elite talent.
It is.
I was just thinking.
And I don't
like,
think it's elite. I think.
I've never. That's the first time I'd seen it.
Yeah.
I know when I, like. If I fall asleep, everything relaxes, and I'll drop. So I drop controllers out of my hand. Sometimes I'd be watching tape, and I'm sleeping in the office, and I drop my my Xbox controller that I use for the tape machine. He's just got a full drink, and I'm thinking he's going to spill this all over himself.
Not a drop.
Not any of that. He got up and like, what's going on in the game? You're scaring everybody, Lars. Stop.
Love Lars. Let's not criticize, okay? Let's not criticize if a guy has, you know, elite skills. Okay,
holding a drink while he sleeps.
Let's appreciate. Yeah. Okay?
And then he rallied and made it back. He did threaten a dog at one point.
Can Art stop sending Charlie Pilotto pictures?
Yeah, I can't. Okay. Art and Death by Sexy.
Can we stop this? That'd be great. And stop sending them to us. I don't know why we're always tagged on this.
No.
All right? Can we stop? Yeah, I would like to trade for Sterling Shepard. The Giants are having a fire sale. The Raiders are having a fire sale. Let's go. Let's get Sterling Shepard in here. Let's go. Let's go, Brian.
He's cheap, and how long has he been in the league? 2 years? Doesn't seem like the type that gets fire sailed. He doesn't cost them anything.
I know, but they need draft picks. They need a fifth rounder.
I feel like it wouldn't be him that would be sent out someplace.
I don't know. I just feel like they don't need him because they suck. So get him to somebody who needs him and pick up a fifth rounder.
The thing is, John, they don't believe they're always going to suck.
They're stupid.
And if they think he's part of their future,
that's why they suck, because they don't know it. Don't know they suck.
I just got a text that said, what about D-Jax? About DeSean Jackson? And here's the thing with DeSean Jackson. It actually does fit the profile. Yeah. And you think, well, Tampa's not good enough. But Dirk Cutter's trying to hang on to his job. I'm not sure he's in a big hurry to get rid of a playmaker who can score touchdowns and maybe try to save his job. They do have Chris Godwin and Adam Humphries. Like, they have other guys who they could play. They could get away with trading DeSean Jackson.
Take him.
And I would say it's a later round pick. But I don't know if a head coach who's trying to hang on to his job is willing to do that.
And I'm sure there's much more gang activity here than in Tampa.
Yeah, let's hope DeSean Jackson is not affiliated still. I think he's out of that game.
You sure?
I think so. Yeah.
Isn't the deal that you're never out?
Yeah.
Blood in, blood out. If you make it in and you make it into the NFL, they don't mess with you anymore. You're not in the gang anymore. You're a football player. How about that?
Well, I think, I don't know. Are you sure? Don't speak for DeSean on this, okay? Maybe DeSean would like to still.
God, Raheel has a shirt that is the most Raheel shirt I've seen him wear in history.
Today's his day. He's hitting his threes today.
Oh, is that why he's dressed up like that?
Look at him.
Oh, look at
the look. He's ready.
I wish I could be there. Wait. Okay. He loved me. Oh, my God. Instead of he hate me, he loved me. And he's got a pink unicorn, and it says BFF. Under 13 and a half, no three.
Why did you wear your pink unicorn BFF shirt today? Don't you want people to...
Well, this is not my shooting shirt.
Would Rich from Chicago think of this outfit?
Rich would not be a fan of this at all. That's not blue collar. This isn't blue collar. That's freaking South Beach.
Brandon Dassey, I got new potato chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I've heard on radio.
Looks like so the Raheel guy is going to be shooting threes today, Brandon. Yeah. Yeah. It's over under they made on its 13 and a half. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to minus 400 on the three state threes, Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was watching the TV show. Yeah?
He has more emotion about new potato chips than getting out of jail.
I know. I got in trouble for having extra ramen noodles. You did? Yeah. Well, how about, it looks like the appellate judge is going to release you. You're going to be free. Yeah. Got a whole box of my clothes. I'm wearing my own underwear today. Yeah? Yeah. Also, they got new honey buns today with chocolate chips and the honey buns. Oh, my God. Oh yeah.
Like, those are the conversations they're having on Making a Murder with Brandon. Am I lying? Yeah. No, that's why they have to put such dramatic music behind every phone call.
And they've got, and they have the, what is it called? The
scroll?
Subtitles.
The subtitles, and it's just, ? Period.
Yeah.
Like, between the parents, because there's a, ? And there's a, ?
Oh, my God.
There's two. Yeah is also a question. Like, oh, really? Yeah also means really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah has a lot of meaning up in Wisconsin. A lot of meaning.
Brendan.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like you're not getting out after all. Yeah. Is that a yeah? Or
no.
No, I already saw it on the news. They put me in the shower. I was showering, and then it came on Channel 11. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Well, okay, then. Well, your pellets, I don't know that we have any more. You're going to get out one day, Brendan. Yeah? Well, I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I got commissary coming.
Okay. Gotta go. All right, Michael Bennett's thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers, pal. Lance is going to go and be a pallbearer. Michael Bennett's a great guy. And thoughts and prayers to you and your family. 713-780-3776. We'll get you guys in on the other side. But first, we got to talk about mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to play, and Raheel today is going to be shooting threes. The under-over is 13.5, and you can also bet. And what are the odds on making three in a row?
Making three in a row, yes, plus 250. If you're going to bet on this, I know the total is the one that everyone's looking at.
And that one's questionable.
Yep. Put the money on yes, three in a row. We're gonna put my bookie out of business. That's I know it. This is their time, but we're going to put them out of business.
That's right. Mybookie.ag. Go there now. Deposit whatever you deposit, your initial deposit. They'll match 100%. Then you throw a little hundy on Raheel hitting three in a row. Okay? And he's going to hit three in a row. This is going to take place at 12:10. Betting will be shut down at 12:10 today. And then you can watch on Facebook Live Raheel shooting threes and making three in a row. And you collect plus 250. So if you bet 100 on it, you collect 250. How's that? Any good? Yeah, pretty good. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and start to play. If you didn't play the Texans last night, it's on you. We told you. Play the Texans. Dell, stupid. Us, smart.
How about we don't call me stupid?
Well, you were stupid last night with your bet, with your Dolphins pick.
How about we don't call me stupid?
Well, was your Dolphins pick stupid or not?
Say the Dolphins pick was stupid.
Well, that's what I meant.
Okay.
That's what I said, really.
Okay.
Kinda.
No, you called me stupid.
Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.